Okay, usually we begin the Zaman with a few words of Chizuk and Esarius, but if all this beginning of Samazman is totally superfluous and not necessary, because you may have spirit is so tremendous and so captivating, and the spirit of Yemei Spirit is so contagious that the person is really very excited in Mela. And any thing I have to say about the need to learn Vashmod and not only me, but the Cheshik and the Eon and the Chazar and to learn and to accomplish is totally unnecessary and superfluous. So we'll begin straight away, Mr.
Just in case, maybe?
Huh?
Just in case I'll even have it?
I just said. Yeah, I guess we'll just. Ben Sarah, we'll have a short day. You can make us home, Mr. Sharon. Ben Sarah, Mary, Messiah, Nasa, Ben Sarah, Mary. If you have a Shaisaris, Ashiaki, Zokan, Atakan, Leho, Elian, or Shuba Homi, Bosch, and the Kiev. Nemar ki elish ben ben loy bas ben loy ish kosh pod the play ball with all mitzvahs. Yeah, so gosh, the Ben Samer said in the school of the Sunday, the pig in the well. Saim, the choice of Ozil, Hemshach of the school of the Mishavit and Cyrus, I will become a Ochil, a man that's in the forest, the Lord just dying with all of our mitzvahs, and said the Savior of the Mishnah. Actually, I keep talking to his altar book of Say or Sovi Kula. Attack time, where he is, where is the Mamish? I'm a Zalkan, I say, welcome. I'll still be coming, but in the gift of a band, more ish, but I'm thinking of a Zalkan ish. We'll see in the Gemara, Mr. Shem, and then the Tyson, exactly the Joshua. Rav Agav, the Ben, Mikad Musa, called Ben. So, Choy, Ben Sarimai, could be even when he's a cotton. Then, Sinu Chiyuva, Mikam, Mishra, Mishra, Sarimai, he called him the cotton, so he brought him mitzvah, that he mitzvah his eyes. Hilgo Chiyuva, he brought the Hochiyu. Rav Agav, the Chimash, the Sarimai, the Eil, Leina, called him Kula, Ishave, Mio, Kimia, the Eko, Lav, Bet Chus, the Chus, the Eko, Mai, the Chosh, the Gmor, the Sinu, the Ben Sarimai, the Eko, the Eko, the Eko, the Eko, the Eko, So the more cotton me long to bottle. You know what the tonic hand is a bottle of mitzvahs. The two eich after the other stores of Tochel, the boy called me today. So the more the double cash here. Because one cash is after cotton to be high, to have to be something that didn't be saying by me. The Gemara says, "The Baruch Hamitzvus." Then it was repeats, "Hech Ashkan Donas Donas Lakol Zevech the Hocho the Hocho Liboy Kol Mitzvah." When he was asked for the cloud and cold Tevula, that cotton Zav Bar Einshul. So why the Gemara repeats the Kashas Iran explains by the double washing of Kishas Iran. Temo, dainu kashke meis, hech ashke kohan doana shokmano kodn, tohachi boile kolm. You say, what need to put, what is this pasha? There's no pasha that Mechal Shabbos, if he's a kodn, isn't killed. No pasha that somebody's chelub, that's get malchus if he's a kodn. Why need a posse key in this pasha, ben sari moire, that if he's a kodn, he's not killed with a dinner ben sari moire? And so the Rasa says, what do you have to ask the kashke twice for? Lai bolacham, he says, nech ashke kohan doana shokosim. She says, Yes, the tariffs, Masha Omu, Shalibol, Hamitz, Hainu, Shalikh, Yvok, Kosov, Hiv, Shalatsme, Avas Oyan, Yishu, Bezdin, Enu, Bechal, Kisham, and Naima, Shabezdin, Manish, and Mish, Shalibol, Hamitz, Del, Achid, Ashamim, Kamesh, Kosov, Holom, Mishu, Vio, Kosi, Omu, Dash, and Chai, Vachmono. Shafim, Kem, Tatsoch, Enu, Sapid, Ashamim, Kamayotzech, the Mitzin, Shri, was a cold. The one says, I guess, the two, you give him a hive, and they say it in the Gansapay, we'll soon see. He could potentially, and it could be this like that, the Maisa. Ben Sarimai could be chayiv for one of two reasons. Number one, it's his personal chiyuv. It's chiyuv misa, it's like any of the many chayvim mitzvahs that killed is a chayv mitzvah. The gav is a chayv mitzvah. It didn't know anything to live in a very necessary as a chayv mitzvah person. It says a chayv mitzvah. We kill him. So that's the first kasha. So gav is that. The Gemara says that's takin nidlein with a klal b'loy b'olcham mitzvahs. If it's not b'olcham mitzvahs, it's not subject to that to any mitzvah person. Neither here nor anywhere else. But here, Ben Sayyid Murray presents with another possibility. And maybe there's a din, Lahavchid, Losh Naran, is Lahavchid Hashemi. Lahavchid Hashemi. Ben Sayyid Manish and Mishle Bal Chamitza, why Lahavchid Hashemi in the Metakos of Chol Mishmu Vivol? But Naran seems to be saying that that there's a possibility to say that the Chiyah of Mish in Ben Sayyid Murray, Poshat, not so much as a personal Chiyah of Mish for him, personal Einish for him, not so much for that reason, but rather as a deterrent. Deterrent, what do you call in English? Lahavchid Hashemim. Possibly you would say it's not his personal Chiyuv Misa. So if it's not a Chiyuv Misa, it's after the din of Loi Bo Lachal Lachal, and there's no point. So that he said, no, Avo Bichain, even if it's not his own personal, Misa Chiyuv on him, his own personal Chiyuv Misa, Avo Bichain, Heche Ashkechon, Don Shekosov, even an Oynish whose purpose is to serve as a deterrent, we won't call him that subject to.
In this
tarot,
is it only
a Kodna
that's subject to, or there's no such
Einish
Bechlal?
No, he said the Kodna. Because he
says by
Misa,
it says that, where is
there
by Misa that
a Gadol,
that we do find that a
Gadol,
we do give an
Einish
from
Einish from Yerol? So God, he says, first of all, Torah says Manish from Yerol. Here, the Chol means all those that Tzichim Achros, could be. He mentions Ritzeach. Give me Ritzeach. I don't know why Ritzeach. The Mishnah serves also as a deterrent, perhaps. So that for sure has, it serves that function. But even in Ben Sayyid Murray, it's still in B'chal, that Avu Vichain, Tanim not. Yavshan
Hashi
also
says, Bishar Anshin Anshakasim. Or Rashi says something else.
I actually forget, he's been saying Nalagiman. Nalagiman, okay. Good. In the Diagram, actually, much of that, just repeating the question. We'll soon see what's in Gay a little bit more. So the Gemara says like this.
There's a time when a cunt kills somebody. So isn't that against the...
No, you'd say that, but... I mean, why would say it's different if we know by Ritzeach not?
You do find sometimes that you have a Mir HaKrab.
You don't have, again, you don't... I mean, why you have in the Mir HaKrab?
Well, you get a Mir HaKrab.
If Yaakov can never show them. Okay. Any of those? No. Is that here? Good. The Gemara says like this: "Anan hochi kamin, otu ben sayim meyer al chet v'nerag, Hashem sayfa inerag, kevod Hashem sayfa inerag, apil kod nami." Okay. And another reason says the Gemara. So one reason why we need a special pasuk to be ma'ed kodn is we might have thought to kill the ben sayim meyer because Hashem sayfa inerag. Second of all, maybe the pasuk the pasuk says, maybe the pasuk before just that according to Chayev, because Ben Vo is Kodesh Mashma. Okay, the first, so two times in the Gemara. The first time we'll explain a little bit, we'll elaborate a little bit. The Chiddush of Ben Chaim Levi asked the Kasha, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu have a minyan to kill a cotton, and the same way as a cotton. He has two or three kashas. One kasha is that since it's shikul on the Rambam, so the Rambam has a lotion any medium al cotton. Lotion the Rambam means. It was Gershon. Ein Midna al Kotten, Mamsa is a big wolf, Halacha Tess of Gershon, Ein Midna al Kotten. If Ein Midna al Kotten, it's not going to be half a minute to kill against a murderer. Yeah, you need Eidlis. One. Number two, there's another Kashmir. Bechlag, you forget the Rambam. The Halacha is more says in Bava Tamir that that is a clothes dig aloha that ain't me kabum a do shloy bifne baldin. That's the one that goes on Machu. It means that in the Kupidal, ain't me kabum a do shloy bifne baldin. He learned from the Pasuk, give me who I bevolve, Mishpotim, who I bev all love. And the Gemara says, weiter, and then it's rough him that if he can't be Mechaim Medina before Nub, so then he can't be Mechaim. It's Likuv and Mamish. And the cotton gets laid before Nubdamia. That's what he assumes about the cotton, is gets laid before Nubdamia. Because that's what he's not even done. Comes in front gets laid before Nubdamia.
Maybe that's to say that's the first question.
Sorry?
Maybe that's the reason that he made Eden al cotton, because you only able to be made because if the Baldin's there, and the cotton's not Baldin.
Ashley's Ein Midna al Kotten is pertaining to a Kotten, even if he's not in the capacity of a Baldin, Ein Midna al Kotten. Because the Rambam says it about why Kotten Ektanu can't make a Shlich of Bol. Because Ein Midna al Kotten. So it's not a Baldin or so. And the second Shaili is that when a Kotten is a Baldin, when is a Baldin? So the Kabbos Eidus has to be, the Kabbos Eidus idea person has to be Bifne a Baldin, and Kotten is the same kind of Damyo. So this, he asked an almost a hand of some of us. So the Gemara needs a close look at the Ben Sari Mari Nera. The boy of the Mema, the Gemara's having meaning in Hedrin. The Ben Sari Mari Nera got to Kotten. The question is, Midna al Kotten. Number two, Emka Meidus. Oh, the Tavloima says, Rechaim, the Shom Shainai, the Kevon, the Shom Shainai, they came and they read in the Chai, but Gamshu called them Cain Ains, and Shum the Chai Misa. Just read the words and explain. Okay, Bulba Sugi Shom, the time was the Bein and the Chai, but Mishum the Cain and Hashem Sefer in there. And Cain Gam called the Chai, but Salim at him, Shum Hoche, Abedin, and Ba'am, was Och Hoche. Loi Chiyuva Shum Schai, who would Misa. Okay, Shum Kabu Meidus Gamshu called them. So if we are Gav, then Gam, okay, let's stop for a second. Says Reb Chaim, the Pshat is, and he quotes the time in the Gemara, The Havamina is because of Hashem Sefer Nerak. So it's not Hashem Sefer Nerak means not his own Chiyuv Misa. Not because he did an Averi of Chavis, a Sefer Adam, whatever the law, if that's a Sefer for Ben Sefer Nerak. Not because he was even Averi specific, I mean Averi Misuyemis. And Averi Misuyemis is Mechayiv Misa. But about Hashem Sefer, what's the Gemara? Hashem Sefer Nerak. So in Cain, Hashem Sefer Nerak, being if it's not a personal din, it's a. Dino be'almo means not din chav on him, but rather we feed have mina. So din we have to get rid of him. We have the best lesson is mitzvah to get rid of him to prevent something worse from happening. So merely he's mashma from chayim. He's not the baldin. He's not the baldin. So there's no din. Both cases are benefit. There's no locha that midim befonov, and there's no locha ben midim al kotten. In the al kotten fall to the case ben midim al kotten. As well, the second Kasha Ein Midin Bifonov. Why? Because both of those only when he's about din.
Is this not like Rashi who calls it an Einish?
Maybe, I don't know. Well, Bishai Winshim.
Rashi calls it. You see,
yeah, but we're talking about Hashem Sefer Nera. We have Rashi there. The Rashi there says, Hashem Sefer Nera, the question to the people. I'm going to tell you, Mutu, Shom Zaka, Yom Zaka. Rashi's not against it.
So, what are these
mice
of Akkol?
No, that's. So what is it? Here we need another. So Mechaim is he did kaf, some he does kaf, some poshut, even a poshut, You don't need a long time to go. So somebody, he's on a path that's leading him to certain safe and massive misadvies. He's going to end up in Houston if you don't get rid of him now. So how the Torah was, the Torah said, suddenly it steals Mishalov, even eats, the boss of the guy, it's certain oifen, like we'll see him. So he's on that path already. So get rid of him.
Simon.
Yeah. The Chaim, in the end of the Sefer, Hilchos Mamrim, gives it his optach. He says that several mice like that, that the Chiyu Nisim Ben Sarim Meir is optach, is not for the specific affair, but rather for the same Ben Sarim Meir. The same Vidin Ben Sarim Meir is Mechayif. And that's Reb Chaim's vote in the end of the Mr. Shem will come to the Sugi, but he says it. I can read that. Pizu Nichus Mamim on Ben Sarim Meir. Ika chiyuvo midin ben sarim mayu v'tali b'shem ben sarim mayu. So the chiyuv misa is for having a shame ben sarim mayu. To have a ben sarim mayu, he has to do all these maisim here. And there are specific requirements like mishiyov v'shay saris, v'ashi yakif, and ben l'av, and all the halachs we have in the first daf here. All those are dinim in the shame ben sarim mayu. So there's a shame and samer the age and status of the ben samer, and what determines the shame, the din and the shame and samer is what he does, but it's not for the specific affair. And he brings it. I'm sorry. Then and he shall too. He says, "Hod the veish pirkin al gemora, a minin to have a sakodai doch, to have a minin the came in the al shame samer and the gam got mechayif." So he said, you see that the chiv is for the Shem Ben Sarim Meir. Sorry?
We see from Al Shem Sarim, we see that it can't be for that verse itself.
It's not, that's right. That's the vote. So in the first piece he says, practically speaking, how would it be, is a cotton? Then it says it's not for that verse. And number two, he attaches up Al Shem Ben Sarim Meir.
How
many
the
Halamina
is all the way?
Halamina
is that it is a Meisah?
What?
No.
Have means is the shame b'samer is mechayiv min kodem.
What's the
shlo of hametz? What? Even though it's only, that's why we start with the Ran. So the Ran also says that have means that the chiyuv misim b'samer is different. The Ran says that it comes to l'havchir hashemim. Yeah. And gives it even uptight, but not in terms of what it's not. They both saying the same thing. It's not a personal chiyuv misa. So male have a meal that I feel cotton. So when we have a meal in the pasha, they're not a cotton. Isn't a meal then a small. We'll see. Mishnah in Tosfos. Lo yibol chalish. And as opposed to, we need ben somach lish. Yigvos a shel lish. Okay. What? Yeah. This is one. Another line here. Reading Reb Chaim. So again, so we'll pick up here. This is the piece in Gershon. It says, "Mishumachi have a dino be'almo." Says our Chogor. Hashem Sarif Einera tells us it's a dino be'almo. Means not his personal din. It's a dino be'almo to get rid of him. V'loy chiyuv Hashem Sarif will be missed. It's not his chiyuv. V'al kein shavim mekablim edus gam b'shul cotton. Then he asks forward. The b'chia gav no gam cotton give a fun of dom. A few more words before. The b'chia gav no gam cotton give a fun of dom. What does he mean by that? He says, don't make a mistake. Fiho Omur, that is not his personal din. And it could be the emissaries like that, and especially if applying it to anything like this. Could be the emissaries that even the Ben Sarim Meir is our Shem Sefer. That's a fact. And certainly if we apply it, if we would be Mechai Bekodin as our Shem Sefer, he's not his own personal Chiv Misa. So then, imkain adova. So it's bezin is like bezin, like the Gemara says, and tesva vado bezin goes out to abud kalai kerem, right? That's a mission in Shkola. So bezin is mitzvah to abud to ben sarim mayu. No. So shall we shama toim imkain? Maybe there's no loch of kabbalah. It's one b'chal. But yesh lain, a shalu. One might have thought you don't need Chavos Eidus of Nezer Ben Sari Mari Bechom. Is that true? Actually, yeah. Actually, yeah. It's like Abud and Kilayim. You don't have to have Chavos Eidus about it. That's a Dugan Velma. Right? You need Bechom. So Chaim says, no, Chaim's a Dugan that you do. Right? But so you have to understand. What about the Nimanusha? Why? He says, I'm foolish. He says, Shabbi Mekabim Eidus Gam Kshu Kodin, the Bechiagab, the Gam Kodin, give a fun of Domi. Foolish, you're the ocean. You need to be fond of it. His kasha was that cotton, being that cotton is in Kota Kulo, lab ben das, lab ba'inchin in Kota Kulo. So if there be the general universal din of Em Kabul Eidlus, Shalay Bifnei Bal Din, so he couldn't be Kabul Eidlus about a cotton, even Bifnei a cotton. Because even with there, he's not the din of Bifon of who had Biv Olov, is not Bukuyim with the cotton. Because Tanim lab ne das ninu, lab ne dea ninu. Okay. But don't conclude that the Reb Chaim has been saying maybe the Kavos Eidus can be Shleibe Fonov. That's not true. It's not true. It's only if you're a cotton, we can accept Eidus be Fonov. What's the thing? What's the
chance? Is Rabbi asking why do we need Befonov over here?
Yeah, why does it have to be in his presence?
How is it Befonov?
No, how is it? I don't have a problem.
Why? I thought a cotton is Labrador, so how can it be
Befonov? So that Reb Chaim explains for sure that it seems that it's not his chiyuv. It's not that he is Mischayiv Misa. But the Chiyuv of Alma, the person has to get rid of him. So Melu, we don't need the din which would have been required, namely to be a Goldol and Ben Das, we don't need. That the Torah waives, that requirement. Of course, Edith Bifnei, a Goldol Ben Das, Bifnei the Bal Din. But in his physical presence, we still need. Right? So what's the chat? I mean, we must have. Put himself, he's dying of time, that's what he says. It's foolish, they need a fund of it, can't eliminate the fund of it.
So why is the fund of significant? Why is the fact that he's there?
Why does it make a difference?
Yeah.
That's what I'm asking.
No, I'm saying why?
You need it, but you need Befonov, even though it's not a Bindas.
Meyer asked, what does it make a difference? How is it Befonov? What is the fact that he's there?
He has to be in Bezin. This Ben Sami has to be in Bezin when Eidim Amei, that the Gondav Och. Has to be.
Normally,
from the fact that he's a lot by
das,
so that makes it,
what changes in the
Bufanim
itself?
The
Torah waived.
The requirement of Ben Das. So, since he's Hashem Sefer Nevak, you don't need the Baldin, this gets to be a Ben Das. But because he's the one being killed, so, I mean, you see from him, because he's the one being killed. So he's a Baldin. He's not a Baldin. He's not a spectator here. He's a Baldin. He's the one being killed. So the din is Mitzchalik. I'll be honest with we'll take it off, then we'll see why it is like that. I mean, what came to that. The din is Mitzchalik. Normally, the loch of Em Kav Medes El Bifnei Baldin means the Bifnei Baldin, it's a Ben Das. Ben Das. That you don't need because it's not Chiyuv Misa. It's not his Chiyuv Misa. But the Maisa, he's a Baldin. He's a Baldin because he's the one being killed. Because he's the one being killed, has to be in his presence, even though he's not a Ben Das. Or you can say the other way, and then the can say this. Be'emes, had he been a real Baldin, had it been his personal Chiv Misa, so then he would have to be there in the capacity of a Ben Das, have to be as a Ben Das. Otherwise, the Kabbalah Seidus would not be valid Kabbalah Seidus. But since the Chiv Misa on him is not, he's only Hashem, so if I never act, like the Gemara says, so Mele, we don't need him, but so he's still a Baldin, but we don't need him here in his book in the capacity of a Ben Das. It's not for him to be in Bezin. I still need some more of a Hezbet. I mean, I should get out of the way a little bit. But that's the fortune of Einshom. Einshom, take a look. So the Meister, I'll tell you why I don't know if this is a hechlach or a kavon what seemed to this. There's another kasha. Remember, there's a kasha which Rambam touches upon. It's an ask, but he touches upon in the piece of Nichus Mamim. And when we learn the Mishnah, we'll see. If you learn even the Mishnayis in the parak, see, no, there's the two stages of Ben Sarim Moira. Right? It's the Chil Rishayno and the Chil Shniyo. Chil Rishayno is Mechayev what? Vyisu Eser, Mechayev Malchus, Vyisu Eser. Because the passage of Vyisu Eser means Malchus. We'll see. But according to the Chil Rishayno, is Mechayev Malchus. If he's there, what they call in English a repeat offender, repeats it. He does it again. In the Gonav, Vochal, a second time, is then they bring him to Bez and then Bez kills him. And that's Sukkim the Torah, and Mishnah is in the parish. So, the shaila is, the shaila is like this. Let's speak in general terms. Bishloimo, Chiv Misa, you say Hashem Sefer Nera. We'll now talk about it was like, Bishloimo, Chiv Misa, we can say Hashem Sefer Nera. We're getting rid of him. It's a Chiv, the Alma to get rid of him. Hashem Sefer Nera. Use a lot in the Yom Mosaka or Yom Mosmaya, whatever you get rid of him. It's a benefit for the Olam. It's a benefit too. Right? It's everybody's benefit. Yom Mosaka or Yom Mosmaya. But what's the Malchus? The Malchus is an Einish for having done as a Muslim to Gemaisa. The Malchus, we don't give him the Malchus. The Malchus is stage one. And then you have stage two, which is the Misa. But this is stage one's Malchus. Okay? So the shaila is. So to get me Malchus, you can't say Malchus Hashem Sefer, Nilke, no such thing. It's Hashem Sefer, it doesn't make sense, practically speaking. So, Pashas Malchus is on Chiv. Malchus is a personal Chiv. It's a Chiv for doing a specific Maise. In this case, they're stealing and then eating it, but the boss and the yayin button. In the way, with all these conditions. But it's his chiv, it's a personal chiv, it's a chiv of Malchus, like any other chiv of Malchus. So how would you give it a cotton? How would you give it a cotton? Right? Vishlay Malchayim Seifei Nerag. So we're getting rid of him. So that's good. I'm asking for the Kashan Gemara if you want. The Hashem Sefer Nerag is okay. We don't need a godel for the fee that have a minute. But if you talk about the Malchus, how would you give a golden Malchus? What's the have a minute? Hashem Sefer like it. So Reb Chaim touches upon the Shaila here in the piece of Nichos Mamim. But he only asks one Kashan. He says. Great speaking, I mean to have a sakotayt of one, but I'll go more here. Have a sakotayt of the cave with our shame safe in there. I'm gotten a chayyah, right? I'll go more. So, how would he give Mechir Malchus? So, he's passed from here that the Chir Malchus is what? Chir Malchus is also for the shame ben Sarim Moir. The din, and shame ben Sarim Moir is Mechayiv him not only ultimately Misa's best din, but it's Mechayiv him the first round is Mechayiv him Malchus. They said the Malchus faket. The Malchus of Ben Sarim is not like Malchus in Shantin and Torah. The Malchus is for what? It's for the shame is Mechuyev, not for the being over there, but the shame Ben Sarim Meir. The shame Ben Sarim Meir. So that's good, the Gabbe giving a cotton. So if you have, the muzzle is. So if you had a kasha, Malchus is a personal oinish, and Loi Motsonu, the cotton should be Nerag, and it should be Nerag, and it just says, Hashem Sefer Nerag. But how do we get to the point of Nerag? You have to give Malchus first. It sounds like cotton get Malchus. And Rambam says, it's called that Bechal. Bechal, the Lomdus about, let's explain a little bit more. The Hashem Sefer Nerag contains the Lomdus, and the Lomdus Shahagdor. Right? There's a Lomdus Shahagdor in Hashem Sefer Nerag. Then, how do you take up what's the Lomdus? What's the Lomdus Shahagdor in Hashem Sefer Nerag? There's not there various Mechaiv. But in the Chaim's terminology, the shame, Ben, Sarah Meir, is Mechaivim Mitzvah's Bezen. So Chaim says that same Lomdash Abdor is Mechaivim Malchus too. The shame, Ben, Sarah Meir, that was for being, having a certain shame. It's Mechaiv Malchus first, and then Mitzvah's Bezen second. So that in the Chaim is good. That's good. So cotton isn't the problem. But shame, Ben, Sarah, cotton can have a shame, Ben, Sarah Meir. That thing must have a meaning. But of course, it's another shaila which you have to answer. The shaila is not about Nichus Gevushin. What about Kabbalah's Eidus? What about Kabbalah's Eidus? What about the Kabbalah's Eidus? If you say, right, with the Sai Malkus and Sai Misa's bed, they need Kabbalah's Eidus. And there's a, let's repeat in Chaim's Kash. There's a din, they need Kabbalah's Eidus, and neither, you can't end me the Malkotten, they need Kabbalah's Eidus, they need Kabbalah's Eidus, they need Kabbalah's Eidus. So how could the Gemara have half a minute to So B'chaim answered that by saying what? By saying, Hashem Sefer Nevak is, it's not his chiv, it's the chiv of Alma to get rid of him. So that's okay, we got to be the chiv Misa, we're getting rid of him. But how do you explain the chiv Malkus? We're not getting rid of him. How does this Teretz and Nichus Gevushin explain how we would have given Malkus the call? Question. Right, that's the question. Yeah, what do you say?
The Ran would be able to answer Lahav Chashemin?
In the Ran, perhaps. Yeah.
Well, one of the senses of din that basically have to be the Yisrael, say, have to warn him that he won't do it again. And this is to just to deter him, not to do it again.
Maybe. So it might be. But the field we definitely tied before, that is what I'm driving at. The Chaim doesn't say that since the din is to get rid of him. So he's not about din b'chal. He's like the Klai Kerem that we're getting rid of. I wouldn't Klai Kerem, we were getting rid of him. No, he is about din. The Chaim says a need b'fondo. We just suspend the din. We ignore the fact that he's not a bendas. Tan lav nedenin also b'derech klal. Generally speaking, b'shnei kodin. It's not really b'fondo. We don't have the mal b'fondo because it's not a bendas. But here we don't kid. It's not a bendas. So b'fondo we need. So we ask, what do you b'fondo for? So it's ab kochoch. The Chaim says not that he's not a. He's an object, not a subject in the entire. He's a subject in the entire. He's a god in the entire here. He's about din. He's about dover. About din in the din in the din entire. We just suspend the requirement of being a bendas. Once you go with that Hagdol, which is implicit in what Ruchaim is saying, so then you can say that by Malkus too. That since the Malkus, Akoch, I have to say that it's sufficient to explain how the Malkus also we would give it'd be Mikabu Eidus Bifnei Akodin. Not the way before, but Bifnei Akodin. Since the Malkus, even though Malkus is not a Chiyuv Ba'alma to get rid of him, Malkus is a Chiyuv. The Gabbe this, he's a Baldin. The Gabbe, the Chiyuv Malkus is enough of a Baldin that we're fond of. Is Mekuyim by being Bifnei Kodesh. Yeah, you understand what let's go right to the show. Okay. Omer Abdo, Omer Kov, Chiel Ish, Ben Samach Lid, Gvorosa Shal Ish. what's the chat? Let's type the chat. We have to know the chat in before we see the places. Ben Asomach Lid Borosay Shalish means what's Borosay Shalish? Was actually in the Mishnah was Mas Pah the Hadrash words. What's the period of time which he becomes a Ben Samay? If I'm Shay Saris, which we call Gadlus, Shay Saris is Gadlus. Atliyakif, which is a later stage. So now, putting it into the drosha, so Gvorosa Shalish is Mishayakif, is a stage after Gavus. But Gvorosa Shalish is something after Ish, is Ish and Gvorosa Shalish. That's Mishayakif. He's called a Ben, even though Ben normally implies or means cotton, but here Ben doesn't mean a cotton. Ben means a godel after Mishiyovish and Saris. But why is he called a Ben? Because he's not yet, he hasn't yet reached Vosa Shalish. Vosa Shalish. So he has to be a godel. Because Vashkacha Nikota Yikulo, they call him Zan Hashem. But he's called a Ben because he hasn't yet reached Vosa Shalish. Right, so the end point is Vosa Shalish. And that's implied in Ben Hasomuch Le. Ben Le Ish means a Ben approaching, but hasn't yet reached Ish. Ish doesn't mean, normally in Kodakul Ish means a Godel. Here, which means they'll stage after Gavus, and it's the only something which is negay here in this Pasha, namely Mishayakish. Now, what's on Tosis? Vimtema, Ben, some of the Vosu. Vimtema, do. What? Rashi?
Rashi,
why is it not Rashi?
He
Yeah, his Bechal Ish means of Godless. It's a minimal Ish. It's the Ish of the Godless and the Ish of Gvosachal Ish. Yeah, it has to be Ish means a God. But it can't be beyond Gvosachal Ish.
So
the
period of
Yagiel Chalish,
is that what
you're
saying?
Yeah.
Which is what, until the next...
From 6 hours until Vishyakish. Then we'll see. It's in the... Pedoi said it only 3 months. So I'll tell you something, I do much on the floor of Negadus. That's from the Mufal Samach Lish, in the dome. All right, what point of my thoughts in the American size? We'll explain the line by line places. I'm telling you, do much on the floor of Negadus. Maybe we can touch this, I guess. Maybe even after the drosha, so ben leish, which means ben samach leish, which means the Gemara identified for us two stages. Ben Sarimuri, starting from until, right? There's the beginning point and the end point of Ben Sarimuri. So the Gemara says the beginning point is Mishavish Hashavish Godul in Kol Torah, the end point is Mishayakif. Tosha says, who says that? Those are the two terminal points. Of the beginning and the end point of Ben Sarimuri. Maybe let's move it back a stage. Let's say the beginning point is the son of Shalufne Godless. And the end point is Godless. But again, it's not from the age of 3, 4, 5, but it's a very specific time period, the beginning and end point. And with Mekhaim, and not only that, but it stems with the Lashonis and the Dorsh of Ben Asomuch Lir. Again, because let's say the Gvosa Shalish. The Gemara says Ben Asamach Li Gvurasa Shalish. So let's say that Gvurasa Shalish is reached when it becomes a godel and kolakula. When is the Asamach Gvurasa before that? Starting from when? Not a Kodan Ben Yomei. Starting from the stage or the age of Mufla Asamach Liish. Right away defined. Let's see what it is. There was just a point there that Surah said, what's Taisa doing? Taisa is saying the Gemara defines a very specific. Very specific, limited time period with a beginning point and end point, and that's called Ben Hasamach Lig Bosa Shalish. Torah says, who says it's from 13? It's from Godless until Yakif. Maybe it's just move it back half a step or a step, and put it into the period that we call in the other sugyas the Mufla Samach Lish
until Yakif.
No, until in this point, until Godless. Livne Godless, only Mufla. We would line up with the Mufla Samach Lish. Now, what's Mufla Samach Lish? Let's explain a little bit. What's Mufla Samach Lish? Then later, Tosis has to extend it. And we're not extending it. We're taking the period, a conscribed period of time. We're saying it's not from Simonim to Yakif, but it's from before Simonim until Simonim. When before Simonim? The period of time called Mufla Samach Lish.
And how would that
change with Gvurasa Shalish? Gvurasa Shalish, we're tied as being Godless. That's Gvurasa Shalish. And what is Samuch there? What Samuch means is approaching. He's almost there. Why is he almost there? Why is the 12-year-old in Shadine? Why is the 12-year-old almost there? Let's call him 12-year-old. Why is the 12-year-old almost there more than a 9-year-old? Yeah, because there's a fashion in the Torah called Mufla Samuch Lish. The Gabe Kamba passage in the Torah, a Mufla Samuch Lish is like a Godel, has dinim of a niche. So therefore, it'd be good why you call him Samuch. Right? Clear. That's the first line in Tosfos. Quote. Now, so he has explained a few things here. What's the din of Mufla Samach Lish is talking about sugi in a few places. The Mishnah and Trumas, Paragalef. In the machlokes where the bufos samachis is deraisa to ban. Toys Abu is going with the mandama. We pass on that the bufos samachis is deraisa. And what halacha bufos samachis? What is it? Bufos samachis is that the year before, let's say Gadlus now, these are nice words. Midraisa, pashas, a cotton can make the dorm. But which cotton? Only a bufos samachis. And what's behind the dorm? If he do neither, what? I'm not telling you. What is it involved? Involved in the dorim, towards the dorim, being makdish, and all din afor. For example, afor the tumas and meisus. Afor the tumas and meisus is also an example of afor dinim which are chal be afor as per is ki afri. So those dinim which are totally on afor, again the dorim, ekdeshes, and afor the tumas and meisus. Well, what? Yes, one dorm goes together. Hektish, which is a type of nether, they do hektish. And tumus and maestros. Tumus and maestros too. Tumus and maestros. Is a maestro cotton is valid midrash. And there was these things which need gadlus, these things need gadlus, the rest of these. All these parts need gadlus. The cotton is the node does nothing. And cotton shaving is tumus and maestros is nothing. Chemisha like trying, one of them is the cheshat of cotton. And but all of them, we'll have the next time more message about Mufos Samachlis and Maaseh Sheni. That's not so bad. Pidi Maaseh Sheni. But Midoraisa in the Shonda, Shalivne Gadlos, Maaseh Kodin is valid. Now, specifically, so that's what Taisa wants. Let's say that that specifically is a period of time in which one becomes a Mesari Moira. So when's the starting point? Shon, the beginning of Shon was in the Gadlus. When's the end point? The Gadlus. How is Shon with Rosh Ben, Asomach, Lig, Vu, Rosh Shalish? They'll say, yeah, Rosh Shalish means Ish, means Gadlus. And the Torah doesn't say, the Torah doesn't say, Vu, Rosh Shalish. The Torah says Ish, Ben, Asomach, Lish. Let's say Ben, Asomach, Lish, if you want to. Either call it Rosh Shalish or without it. Akhubanim will be, there'll be a period of Ben. Why is he a Ben? Because he hasn't reached a certain stage. So let's say, which stage hasn't reached? Simon, Gadlus. And he's Somo, because it's the year before. And that's a category that we find in many Dini Atayim. Oh, let's see the Teretz. First of all, time, Docha Dor Shalish, Masha Rosham Gvur. They'll see, because after we still Ish, means Le Ish, means the Gvur Shalish is Bedavka, the Gvur Shalish is that Le Ish means not just Gadlus. Not the minimal godless, but the stage, the master beyond godless, Gvurasa Shalish, which is, and we find the positive of Chazak Davi Shalish doesn't mean necessarily about Mitzvah Bochum. A little bit beyond Chazak Davi Shalish, a little bit more than about Mitzvah Bochum. Again, Mishlami Melch was talking about Mitzvah Bochum when this was addressed to him. Mishlami Melch. And then he was, and that was his age. Vachiz Shalish, I mean, Gvurasa Shalish, which is Mishra Yakish. Okay. Now, it's Negeya. Maybe we can go weiter. But it's Negeya. We'll Negeya later in this Taisvis. To speak out, Machoigis Rishenim, what is specifically, what is Bufos HaMachlish? Yes, so what is Bufos HaMachlish?
Machoigis Rashi and Rambam.
Yeah, what's Machoigis?
Rashi learned that it was 12 and one day with Simonim. And
Rambam
learned that it was 13 without
someone. Okay, so let's talk about Tyson Rambam. She's a Tyson is that Mufos HaMachlish is a year before Simon come. It's a year before Simon come. No. And I will see. And Shizat Rambam is 12 years old, matter what. So a year before what we call colloquially Bar Mitzvah. Regardless of Simon. Now the Machlok specifically is like this. Normally, according to Taisa, how do you know when somebody's Bufos HaMachlish? You have to be either a Novi or you can only know the Mafrei. Right? How do you know? So Taisa himself say in Nidah, in this Sugya, Taisa says, Lagabe identifying somebody that's potentially a Bufos HaMachlish, we rely on what? Chazok Adravo, right. Taisis Mem Heim Beis, Dimashu Yi Leimu. Taisis, Beloi Hei Bishnei Cyrus, it's before Simon, if you look, he did my nether, came when she was shown the living galus, Mistoma Yovishai Savis, Shia Benir, Gimukodoma Rov Kam and Chazoko Vuhulu. Everybody knows Chazoko the Rov. Chazoko the Rov. Chazoko the Rov means that Chazoko means the Rubel of Kamel. It means the age of 13. Chazoko has the Simon, Shai Savis. So that's what Taisa says. So the practical here, and listen carefully, the practical application of Mufa, right now he's 12. Doesn't have Simon. You know, he doesn't have doesn't have Simon. So how do you know? And the Mufa Shem Chizma gave it the right. The Gemara says, Hik the Shuv Vachol Achayim, the Gemara says, Loike, Usum Si. It's about this, the rest of it did Mufa Shem Chizma. If you have Shem Chizma, if you ask Tevel, he's Mavish Tumay, you can eat it. You can eat it. You can rely on him, on his Dinim. It's a Sayel Chum, a Sayel Kul. It's a very powerful thing, Mufa Shem Chizma. So how do you know? When is before the? So he says, if you lie, chazaka the rova. So since at the age of 13, rova says the chazaka that every 13 year old has simonim. So a 12 year old is in the year before. See the Rambam in.
Sorry. 13. And if he didn't have,
then we'll go back. Then we'll go back, okay. And we'll say that they will say that that table that the Mavet Tumah is matched from is a problem. It's Chavah too bad.
Table that they ate.
Yeah, yeah. The Rambam is a fool. Now again, the Rambam is in Paragid Aleph Hilchos Nedarim. The Rambam says, "Haluch al Kotan Ben Shteim Esrei Shana V'Yei Mechod Utan Abasa Chaser Shana V'Yei Mechod Shenishbo Shenodu." Bein Nidri is a Bein Nidri Hegdesh. What we just said, it Baitkin, V'chulu, is if they know what they're doing, is Nidveim Neder. Nidveim Neder. And that told us, and then when they become 12, La'achaz Manazer, Shinimso Ben, this aloch is like this, the Mufa Shem Achuz needs Bedikah, the Mishnah says. We have to interrogate him to make sure that he knows what Neder is. He has to know what he's doing. If he doesn't know what he's doing, then it's not any Nidveim Neder. But if he knows what he's doing, Nidveim Neder. When he turns 13, the Khan turns 12, the requirement for Bedikah goes off. Sam minastam, and the Ram says, all without simonim. Afal pishlo hevil shtei sayris. So that the 13, they get in the nether is nether without Bedikah. From the age of 12 to 13, the dream nether. 13, we don't even have to give him a drisha v'chki. We don't have to give him a faher. Minastam, and all this bechal, what's called anes anadom. Yes, so the machlokes is the kohen Rambam from the age of 12, absolutely no matter what. From the age of 12, contingent upon havah simon, but we assume it's going to be simon the age of 13. I don't know which book that's not the so the biskavov is the gayest tikkun. The biskavov explains very nice that the Rambam says he's going to toss it. Right here, there we have what machlokes is. What machlokes is in Bubu Samachlokes again. One more time. Pitzais is the year before simonim. No, Minastam is 12, but if in the Zabara there was 13, the Simon didn't come to 13 and a half. In the Zabara it wasn't 12 and a half, so 13 and a half. Kund Rambam is no matter what, from 12 to 13, so in the Zabara there's Mufal Somuch Lish. That's Mufal Somuch Lish. From 12 to 13.
What
is
the 13?
13, he gets, even without Simon, he continues with the din of Mufal Somuch Lish, but without even a Fahir. But his Midor Reises, Torah recognizes. A 12-year-old is being capable of making that, according to Rambam. According to Israel, according to the Torah recognizes somebody before, and the year before Godless as being a Wufasam Machlish. But not, it's not talking the birthday of Batsim. But the birthday usually is the year before he has Simon. The 12th birthday is usually a year before Simon.
According to Rambam, if you know for sure that he doesn't understand when he's 13, so then he won't be a...
They just shake it.
I'm saying he doesn't have
a
thing
called the game,
anything else, just
right, that's right. Just okay. Says the Biskirov, it's in Chidusha agrees on Tmur Dav Beis. So he says, the Machoig Yitzhais and Rambam is Lushitosom in the Sugi of Godless. The Machoig is, and this is based on, he says, he brings it based on the Prime Yisav in the first Prime Yisav's issues in Lushim Achaim Alevi. The Chaim explains that there's a machlokes, which is the famous chakir, today everybody knows the chakir. What constitutes godless? Simonim, what makes godless? Simonim is the soul, the one and only criterion for godless, and not shonim. Elumai, before 13 for Zocho, 12 in the cave, but Simonim don't have the Simonim, because they're more for Shumo B'Alma. Shumo B'Alma. But Be'etzem is not the Shonim which create Gadlus, but only the Simonim. That happens to be Shidus HaToysvus. And Shidus HaRambam is that an essential Chel of Gadlus is the Shonim. You need both. There are two things you need, two necessary conditions for Gadlus. One Shonim, two Simonim. And Simonim, even if they be real Simonim, without Gadlus doesn't give somebody a din Gadlus. Now, if you mean is what the this Chaim Shtiku, what the most is bondim areim ki simonim. It's like tanu shayoldo. Tanu shayoldo. So the most is b'derech klal, we have this in the game, how to deal with it. The most has b'kodne in a melee. Who didn't get tanu, b'derech klal, doesn't give birth. What if the tanu they gave birth before she turned 12? The most says bondim areim ki simonim, the most says nivomis. So shayli is, what if the bondim ki simonim happens before she turns 12? Before she turns 12, right. But she's still 11. Tosafot it is that bonim v'enkis imonim makes a gedolah, from which we see, and about that you can't say shumo, it's a fluke. That means betzim. She gave birth. It's not a fluke. Maybe the Cyrus say it's a fluke. Shumo. Maybe she was born like that. Not an indication of a certain level of maturity, but giving birth it certainly is. For it's pulled in English terms. So maybe she's a Tosafot the bonim v'enkis imonim is even before shonim, from which you see in the lomdus that simonim themselves are the chesed of godless. Maybe godless, not shonim. She was Rambam means that before Shonim, Bonim is not a Simonim. Bonim is not a Simonim before Gadlus. You need Shonim no matter what, even when Simonim, a real Simonim, but there are two necessary conditions, or preconditions, conditions for Gadlus. One Shonim, two Simonim. And one or the other is not. May Kenz Biskevov, he said like this. He said that the Muvlo Shonim Machlish, Allah was said, it's a Shonim before, it's a year before Gadlus. So maybe, what's Gadlus? So Tosafot sees this possible. Tosafot holds the Shonim Lemal Lemoid. There's no loch of Shonim B'chalom. The loch of Gadlus is totally Ach V'Rach on Simonim. So the year before Simonim is that period of time of Mufal Samach Le'ish. Again, because Gadlus is totally only on one condition. Simonim. A year before Simonim is Mufal Samach Le'ish. The Ram says that Shonim is one of two necessary conditions in the Chesed of Gadlus. Simonim themselves are nothing. Shonim contribute to the Haloshim Godel. In Mubos HaMachlish, HaGdolah, Mubos HaMachlish is the year before Shonim. The year before Shonim. Even if the Simonim will come, then why don't they before both? They don't need. But Shonim, being the Rami, the Rami is the Shetosin, that Shonim is something which is of essential significance in determining Godless. Because before 13, he's not going to be Godel no matter what. So Meidach is since the Mufal Halacha Mufal Sama Machlish, Sama to that age, that the Mufal Sama Machlish. Okay, that's some Choshev to know. What Nagel Inonim because in your name it's not some digression, because in this sugi weiter, the whole sugi here interesting sugi with the Kohen Beilid and also going to be busy, but Doris Yishanim they gave birth at the age of 8. The whole sugi here. So Tosafot in Amud Aleph says, in those Doris of Yishanim, when they gave birth earlier, so the Shir Gadlus was also early, moved up. The age in which they were Roy Lehoilid, they became Gedolim. That's the Tosafot. So this I'm adding. Tosafot Shitosa remembers throughout. Tosafot Shitosa, that the Ikavod is there's no Loch of Zahalach of Mashtina, there's no Loch of Shonim. The Loch is only Simonim. So mainly, that's what Tosafot says. The Shikosei that in Doris Rishonim they became daily earlier. The Din Gadlus was achieved earlier. So we got to call Din Yatoyah. That we call Din Yatoyah they were daily earlier because they were Melidim. The Rambam will not hold yet. The Rambam holds the Loch of Shonim no matter what. Even if they could have been after grandparents by after Ulai by Mitzvah by 13. But I would be thinking Gadlus not only enough. Okay, now, let's just add one more something else here. On Tosafot Shita, having explained now Tosafot Shita, have Kivegis Kashim. Kivegis, today's in the Likuta, the printed on this Tosafot Shita. Originally it's in Mishnayos and Shabbos, the Perekhal Gadol, the very big of Kivegis. But you find in Likudim on this place, Kivegi Asakasha, that we'll limit the cash to our Tosfos. How would you kill a Besayu Meir? And Viv Tosfos Kashim, Tema, Tema, Shalom, 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 so we explained, right, then we explained it five times. The beginning point is Shon Luzne Gadlus. The end point of Ben Sari Meir is with Gadlus. Is with Gadlus. So let's say you have Ben Sari Meir at the age of 12 and a half. Ocha, Shah, whatever. You go there, Ocha, Shah, so he repeated that. So you bring him to Besen and Fitois Kasha and you want to kill him. But how can you kill him if he tells us? Maybe he's not really Mufa Samachlish. How do we know it's Mufa Samachlish if he tells us? Only because of Chazak Durova. Only because Roiv, which is a Roiv. Which is a Roiv. Means Roiv, if the Zechorim have Simon by the age of 13, so from 12 to 13 is that period of time called Vuvu Samachulish. But that's a Gabi. We want to make Chveiz, but Kivege says there's a Sugi here. Whether we go Basaruba, the Sugi in Sanhedrin and Chulim, where there's Zinu Basaruba. We'll have to, why the two Sugis is a very big problem. We'll see him in Sashem. But right here in San Bonham, San Matthias, the Sugi with Zinu Basaruba. So he says, if Roy has been a boss of Ubo, so how can he kill him? How can he kill him? Maybe he's not the other move of some of Leish. We don't know what's going to be in the future. Right? Again, the feet toys, the cash is specifically feet toys. Feet toys, it's going to Ram's Ashfer, but there's no, but Ram, Fed going to Shadosim. But feet toys is the move of some of Leish is the year before Simonim. That's only for sure. The vados of that is only in retrospect. No vados now. Now it's only chazoka. So how would you kill him? Elamai, you'd wait and be going to dinner later. The Mishnah says if you don't take the best until after till the time passes, that's called the shani dinner. Right? When somebody returns, 13 and 3 months, then you can't kill him anymore. Even though he did a ver when he was 13, you can't kill him. So if he did a ver in the prescribed time, but the dinner term is not till later. He's not taking the best in his potter. How am I taking the best now? Be going with the din and then wait till he turns 13. That in with din. That's the awesome science of that. Once they come out, din, you have to kill him the same day. You can't even wait a night. Can't wait overnight. Once time is included, Mrs. Besdin. So, how practically speaking, if he tastes this, if he tastes kasha, how could Tais have a kasha that maybe some of the God was? If it was some Pinna Ruba, how'd he kill him? How would he ever have the application of Ben Sari Meir? And he buys with talking God. That's kasha. And Hagam, the Tosfos that we read, Tosfos in Nidav Memhei Yom Beis, that Tosfos says that we rely on Chazaka D'Rova, but he speaks out. That's only if you rely on Rav to kill. But there's a whole sugya whether you rely on Rav to kill. But how do you rely on Rav? How would you have? That's the biggest kasha. Okay, tomorrow we'll be neder. We won't do the next Tosfos. So you have to learn the Gemara till the top of Amud Aleph. And we'll do a Mitzvah Shem L'chol Apochos the first half of the next Tosfos about Zochin L'Kotten. Zochin. How do you have Kotten in a moment? And so very good to look at the following. Tosfos in Gittin, Daf Samachay. I mean, Tosfos, they have to look at Tosfos that handles here the whole time. But look at the Tosfos in Gittin, Daf Samachay, and Aleph. And look at the Ramban and the Rashba there. On the Shaila, what does it mean that when the Kotten is paid the Maestris? With the Shaila Tosfos handles. When the Kotten is paid the Maestris, Shaini, so it's Zechel Achayim. So Ramban and the Rashba asked, what does it mean? And there's Reb Chaim about the Nichol Zechia. Reb Chaim also asked the same question. What does it mean when the Kotten is paid the Maestris, Shaini? It means Zechel Achayim, and Reb Chaim gives a different answer. Okay.